I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Time now for Ad Report Card, our regular look at the world of advertising. Slate contributor Seth Stevenson has this review of a TV commercial from the shoemaker Nike that features the company's most valuable commodity, its new spokesperson.
The setting of this ad is a weird amalgam of church and gymnasium. Comedian Bernie Mac is our preacher, dressed in a black Nike sweatsuit. Behind him sways a huge choir, also in Nike sweats.
Let us read from the playbook, the King James playbook, and basketball chosen one asks the soul of the game for court vision.
Allow me to translate. Preacher Mac is praising the chosen one, who in this church is the one chosen by Nike. He's LeBron James, the 19-year-old basketball prodigy who plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers and who won a $90 million endorsement contract from Nike before he set foot on a professional court. The preacher praises the chosen one's selflessness in asking for court vision so he could make his teammates better.
He wanted glory for the team!
The church/gym doors blow open, and the chosen one himself appears in the aisle holding a basketball. He starts to chuck no-look passes all over the church. Those who catch these passes are touched by his glory, which somehow enables crazy aerial dunks. The choir sings, cue the swoosh logo, amen. Here's my analysis. Does it exploit the black church tradition? Yes. Does it equate a teenage athlete with Jesus Christ? Yes. But that's not the point here. The point is, this is LeBron, people. This is Nike, history's greatest marketing juggernaut, crafting a whole new icon before your eyes. Now get on board. Here's what grabs me about this ad. The attention to detail. Nobody makes better ads than Nike and their ad firm Wieden & Kennedy. This isn't an all-time great Nike ad, but you have to love the details. The way the preacher asks, can I get a layup?
Can I get a layup?
The way the choir is all WNBA players, and basketball legends Dr. J and Jerry West are unidentified church elders. Also, Bernie Mac is a comic genius. I wondered how Nike was going to package LeBron. Gangsta-ish players like Reebok shill Allen Iverson sell lots of sneakers, while goody-goody, okay, ex-goody-goody, Kobe Bryant's Adidas line never seemed to take off. Turns out Nike's gone clean-cut with LeBron. They've got him smiling, which is decidedly un-gangsta. And perhaps most interesting, this whole spot is about LeBron's devotion to team, not about the jaw-dropping playground moves that often get used to sell sneakers. As the ad fades, the choir sings, pass, 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 pass. It's a distinctive, almost humble image for LeBron, which brings us to the subtext of the spot. Michael Jordan inescapably haunts this ad. If LeBron is the second coming, he is second, of course, to MJ, son to the basketball god. Casting LeBron as the Messiah is, more than anything else, I think, a glimpse into Nike's own hopes and fears. They're desperate for a new savior. Jordan will grow increasingly irrelevant to young sneaker buyers, and no one else out there seems ready to take his place. Nike needs LeBron to be MJ, in terms of launching new shoes and representing the brand, and they're praying he's up to the task. I give the ad a B+. It's just a cute little image builder, well executed, but no great shakes, and not on par with Nike's best work. You know those Nike ads where the music, the choreography, and the photography somehow capture the passion of sport in a nonverbal, gut-level way that brings a lump to your throat? Or maybe that's just me. Either way, this ad is not one of them.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for the online magazine Slate. You'll find a link to the Nike ad at our website, npr.org.